and welcome to the Discover Durham podcast, a podcast about the people that make Durham, North Carolina such an amazing place to visit. I'm your host, Craig Carter, Discover Durham social media strategist. Although it hasn't been open for long, Durham's newest jazz club, Missy Lane's Assembly Room, is already garnering a huge amount of attention and praise. And our guest today is the owner of Missy Lane's, Cecily Mitchell. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into jazz.
Well, I'm a Durham resident, and I've been here for about 20 plus years. I got into jazz through Al Strong, and we started Art of Cool together, just doing pop-ups. It was mainly just for him and some of his friends that were jazz musicians. And then along the way, we, I guess, built a following and did a festival. And now I've opened up a music venue. So it's a journey of about 13 years worth of community programming, community building has now led to this moment.
That's great. So where does the name Missy Lane's Assembly Room come from?
It is a flip on my middle name. So my middle name is Elaine. And when I was young, my grandfather used to call me, you know, come here, Missy Lane, come here, Missy Lane. And instead of it coming out like Miss Elaine, it rolls off more like Missy Lane. So it's just a flip on my middle name.
Nice. Very cool. So you mentioned you've gone from the Art of Cool Project mm-hmm. to the Art of Cool Festival yeah. to director for BU Cafe music programming yep. to summer stage at Golden Belt. What about that journey led you to opening your own venue?
I think the idea was to always have a home for jazz. A lot of it has to do with just, you know, resources and timing. We just initially just started. One reason why the name was Art of Cool was because we were taking over art galleries and we were flipping the space after Art Walk every third Friday here in Durham. And so we've always been really scrappy, kind of, you know, bootstrap type of organization. But all of those experiences, good and bad, have led to kind of this moment, whether it was community programming, team building. Most of the team that I do currently have, at least on the production side, has been the team that I've had, I think, since the second Art of Cool Festival. So a very seasoned production team and staff. But there's booking and networking and all of the things that would make a music venue go. All of those experiences that I've had have led to this moment. Even when I was at BU, some of my experiences and just booking so regularly, because up until that point, I was just booking like once a month. And then when I started working at BU, I was having to book shows every weekend. So that helped me get my chops up for now booking. We do about four or five shows a week at Missy Lane's.
That's great. So on your website, it says, our mission is to expand the audience for jazz and improvised music. Why is that important to you?
It's important to me only because that is like a baseline. Music is a base of where I think most people can connect, right? We all have different ideologies and different backgrounds, but I do think a really good song or like a really good band kind of breaks all of that down, and we all can, for whatever moment in time, kind of connect. And so I've always liked the fact that jazz musicians or improvised music, they don't have to know the exact tune. Right. Like if you've ever been to a jam session, you see how all of their kind of creative thought comes together. And even with just a look or not, they know to go back, you know, to the top of the song or what have you. And I always thought that was very interesting. People say that jazz is dead, but I think that there are people like myself and other people around the country who like to beg to differ. There's a new way to connect that music to a community.
That's great. In another episode, we spoke with Linda Shropshire from the LOS Gallery here in yes. Durham. And one big takeaway that I had was how important it is to create spaces for art to thrive. Mm-hmm. How do you go about creating that type of space?
I think with Missy Lane's, I guess this next kind of project, because up until now it's been more like an event. Now it's taking how can an event person like myself just doing like Made in Durham or whether it's Art of Cool, how can we make an actual home for it? And so that's our challenge right now. We do have a mix where we try to make sure that artists have a platform, whether it is open mic, whether it is jam session, whether it's the Old Havana Nights, which is the Latin jazz night, or if it's being on the premiere weekend nights. And then we also try to weave in the national touring jazz artists. So we try to mix the best of what's here locally as well as what's touring through regionally. I wanted to make sure that people would connect with the venue more than just nights and weekends. So that's why we have our coffee service in the morning. One thing that I think, and it's so unfortunate about how like people use jazz for like hold music, or it used to be, you know, back in the day when you were on the elevator, mm-hmm. you would hear jazz music. And so we want people's connection to the music to be different, right? So you should be able to come into the jazz club during the morning to get your cup of coffee, right? So that it feels accessible and not like, oh, well, I have to know all of these tunes in order, like, you know, some people have said jazz can be intimidating. And so that's one thing we're trying to create is just many entry points to Missy Lane's, whether it's with your morning coffee. In a few weeks, we'll start our yoga program. Or if it's just to come get a cocktail at the bar. The way our programming is set up, so you can come through the showroom door and really connect with the artist in a, like, you know, seat at a cocktail round. Or some people like to be adjacent to the music. They just want it for background, social. So you can come through the front door, which is where the cocktail area is. You don't have to have a show ticket, but you can sit at the bar and still listen to what's going on in the back showroom because we pump it through the speakers in the front. And we just want people to connect with the music in many different ways, whatever way that you feel is comfortable.
That's great. I appreciate giving people various ways to kind of join the space and kind of meet people where they are.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yes. I feel like that is what has to happen if you want to take a music that is, you know, I guess is not the popular music of the day. Like you can't turn on Robert Glasper on the radio or as you're driving down the street. But it's a way to connect to people right now. So I'm really hoping that people will take this, you know, I guess newest music venue downtown and rethink how they interact with the music venue. Because normally it's just like, oh, we just go there at night. Or we just go there on the weekends and it's just this one way. When Missy Lane's is, that's the magic of Missy Lane. She's different every day from morning to night.
That's great. So you are in a gorgeous building at 310 East Main Street. What went into choosing and transforming that location into a space for music?
So I feel like the space chose me is very serendipitous. I've always wanted to have a space downtown, and we looked at several different spaces over the years. Like I said, we've been doing this work for 13 years. I never would have thought it would have been 310 East Main, only because that's where the old Havana Sandwich Shop was for so many years. One of my good friends owns the building, Niche LeBlanc, and she was looking for a tenant at the time. And so I retired from doing music at the time, and literally, it was just a conversation. My partner and business partner, Marcel Mercer, was like, you need to try to get her out of retirement. All she talk about is Art of Cool. And so she's like, you should come see my space. So when I pull up, I was like, this is your space? Like, I didn't know that it was the old Havana. And so, of course, you walk in, and it's a 1920s building itself. So it was very timely for the type of music that we want to present. Those beautiful windows, it just kind of, space kind of just called to you. It had to be a jazz spot in my mind once I entered the building. And it was already gutted out, so it didn't look like old Havana when we walked in. It was a blank slate. So it was a huge endeavor to get it to look how it looks now. But it was about a year-long process with architects and construction and stuff like that. But I think they did a good job.
Yeah, I would agree for sure. I like the Art Deco, you mm-hmm. know, kind of vibes in there. It's very yeah. beautiful.
We wanted people to feel as if, since it's a 1920s building, as if you've transported back to the 1920s, but still with kind of a little modern twist. Like, we don't want it to look too, like, cheeky kind of. Mm-hmm. But with this feeling of it's always been here, mm-hmm. right? Like, this space has always kind of just been sitting here waiting for us to come and partake of it as a music venue. So I wanted it to feel nostalgic, but familiar. We still have a few more touches to put on it. Like, there's this 13 years worth of beautiful photography that local photographers have done of most of the work of musicians that have played. So we still have what I call our family photos that we need to put up in the front room. So it's those last few touches that I think hopefully will conjure people to see, oh, I remember Anderson .Paak. I remember when Thundercat came. And so we want to put those pictures up to remind people just of the strength of the legacy that Missy Lane stands on.
That's great. What is in store for the future? I hear you've got a grand opening week coming
yes,
up.
Yes, so grand opening week starts March 31st, and that's a Sunday, and it runs all week long. We're very excited about it. When we first opened, like, it was just a mad dash just to get open, but we are approaching our grand opening. We'll be unveiling a spring cocktail menu. We'll be unveiling some collaborations with local vendors, and we'll have pretty much almost every day some music programming. I do know we have the Bad Plus that week, or a two-night stand. We also have Althea Renee that weekend, so it'll be chock full of music. I'm sure Brooklyn Barista will have some coffees and teas that he'll be unveiling that week, and so we're very excited about it.
Any other exciting things in store for the future?
Yeah, I'm always cooking up something, but nothing that I can, like, reveal right now. I just know it's a very exciting time for Durham, a very exciting time for arts and music culture in Durham. I do feel like we're about to see a new wave kind of come out of this pandemic of curators. I was very excited to see that, you know, Psychic Hotline and Sylvan Esso are doing Good Moon. Very excited to see new offerings like that. Working on a few collabs myself for 2025. Can't wait to, you know, unveil those things. But I do think that Durham is on a very strong wave coming out of the pandemic of new music offerings for the people. I know people have been starving for a festival and for just, I guess, the old days where there was Articool and Moog Fest and Full Frame and a big slate of festival season in Durham. So I'm very excited because I feel like that wave is coming back.
Yeah, that's great. What has the reception been like for Missy Lane's in terms of, like, how has the community responded to the opening?
It's definitely been well received. I definitely think that all of the work that I put in over the last 13 years definitely helped. I don't know if someone who hasn't worked on the community for as long, whether it was with the music community or whether it was just the business community or just galvanizing the community behind this music, it took all of that effort and time and all those different projects in order to get to this point to where as soon as you say, oh, yeah, I'm opening up a music venue, most people are like, that's the natural next step just for all the work that had been put in. So it's been very well received. Almost every weekend we've sold out our shows, so that's very exciting. Jazz is clearly not dead in Durham. We have so many talented people who are coming to grace our stage. To be like so young and have people, I don't know if people keep up with this type of thing, but the person that just left, Braxton Cook, when he left here, he got on a plane to go play Ronnie Scott's in London.
Wow. Like,
I think Durham needs to understand just the level of talent that's coming through and playing our stage. One aspiration is that people come out to have a good night out at DPAC and to be entertained. And I would like to think, I mean, I know our area is very, very smart, very educated, but I doubt that most people, when they get up, they're like, oh, I want to see a Broadway show. You know, they want to come out to be entertained. And so I'm hoping that Missy Lanes is a good offering of that kind of big city entertainment. When you think about going to New York, you do think about catching a show or maybe going to one of those jazz clubs like the Blue Note. And so literally we are bringing that type of talent.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find Durham is a place that really punches above its weight.
Yes.
When it comes to getting talent.
Yes.
To come here for
yes.
sure. So something I like to ask our guests
yes.
is if someone is visiting Durham, like mm-hmm. for a weekend, what would you recommend that they do?
Oh, man. So do I have 24 hours or 48?
Let's do 48.
Oh, man. Okay. So, I mean, shameless plug. In the morning, first of all, we have to stay at, and this is hard, but I love the Durham Hotel, like the penthouse, though. You can be in the penthouse of the Durham Hotel. So you stay there. And then coffee, they have really good coffee service down there. Probably, if I'm in a hurry, I'm going to grab a coffee from there. If I can do the walk, of course, I'm going to hit Brooklyn Barista or Cocoa Cinnamon. And then probably going over to Durham Central Park, got to hit the Farmer's Market. Musically, of course, I have to see what's going on at Missy Lane's, but also Pinhook, Motorco, got to get my barbecue at Lawrence out in RTP, even though people may not call that Durham. I think I love Lawrence Barbecue. Who else? Chef Ricky, got to get a shrimp plate. I'm trying to think of all the things. As you can see, my life revolves around food and drinks. Maybe a tasty cocktail at Glory. Oh, man. That's all I can think of right now. Oh, and if money was no object, I probably would go to, there's a retail spot right by Ruby's. I would go in there for an outfit. Oh, gosh.
Vera Vogue?
Yes, Vera Vogue for an outfit. I always wanted to go pop in there. They have the best, like, jumpers. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Traditionally, jazz has been a pretty male-dominated genre.
Yep.
What is it like to be a woman in that space?
On some respects, it feels like you're blazing trails and you're this kind of badass or whatever. But there are a lot of female collaborators that have really helped me, you know, get to this moment. One I would definitely say is Tess Mangum. She is my productions manager, and she's been my production manager for over a decade. She is literally, I don't take a project without making sure that she's on the team. So I definitely would say it feels great, but there are also many other women. They may not be venue owners, but definitely getting it done, kind of wind beneath the wings type person. And then also I would say Joyce Bate. Joyce Bate is my event planner when I do really big events. So those two ladies really kind of helped me be who you see Cicely Mitchell to be. But it does feel, you know, good. It feels a good sense of responsibility. The hardest thing is when you're the one of one. I do want to see other women step into this space. I'm very excited by what Crystal is doing with Beats and Bars. Very excited to see what she has to offer this year. We definitely have developed a close relationship over time. Hopefully she'll put me in the game soon. I can help out with Beats and Bars. So.
Nice. That's exciting. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we wrap up?
I think the biggest thing that comes with having a jazz club or any music venue, but I definitely say a jazz club. Most people are like, but I don't know who's coming. And it really is one of those trust the curator type situations. Hopefully they'll trust the track record. We had a really good run, I think, in 2016 and 17. First to bring Masego, first to bring Goldlink, first to bring Anderson .Paak, first to bring name whoever. And so we're really on that kind of wave. So if you see somebody like Braxton Cook, or you may not know who the person is, that's fine. You don't have to know who they are. Just know and trust that we've curated this and we believe that this person is up next, and you will be able to say, I remember when I saw them at a very intimate setting. Because most of the people, I will say, the last summer series that happened at the North Carolina Museum of Art were people who initially played either Art of Cool or the festival. So people like Kamasi Washington, Robert Glasper, those kind of people originally were people that we had booked. So trust the curator. Come out and have a good night.
Yeah, for sure. I do find, as I enjoy jazz myself, mm-hmm. I do find that it's definitely a genre where you don't have to worry too much if you haven't heard of the artist.
Right.
You can go, and you'll, if you like jazz,
yes,
you'll probably like the art.
That's yeah. Right.
If people want to see a show or check out Missy Lanes, what do they need to know?
Just go to missylanes.com and our schedule is up there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Cicely, for joining us. Really appreciated the conversation.
Thanks for having me. This was great.
If you're a visitor in town, make sure to stop by our Visitor Info Center at 212 West Main Street for personalized recommendations of things to do. You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. To follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, search for Discover Durham. Thank you to American Underground and Earfluence for hosting us in their podcast studio. And a special thank you to Blackspace and Zone for our music. I'm Craig Carter with Discover Durham. Thank you for listening.